Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 199, Seeing It Through.
So?
Yeah.
Anyone want another cup of tea? Well, I say tea, it's hot.
We can't keep putting it off. We need to talk about this. About what we're going to do.
You mean what John's going to do?
No. If we're doing this, it's going to take all of us.
You say if. It's basically our only option, right?
No, it's not.
So we're seriously holding up let John become God as a legitimate choice here?
Can't just dismiss it.
Yes, we can.
Seconded.
Thank you.
We still have to discuss it. Let's try to lay this out properly. What are our actual options here? As far as I can see, there are three.
Okay.
One, we follow Annabelle's plan. We destroy the Panopticon, kill Elias.
Jonah.
Whatever.
Magnus.
We kill him and release the fears into how many other realities?
She said thousands, but I don't think she actually knows.
John?
Not something I can see, I'm afraid.
But is it all other realities, or just some of them?
Does it matter?
I mean, maybe. If there are infinite worlds out there, then thousands isn't even a drop in the bucket, cosmically speaking.
Cosmically speaking.
You know what I mean.
Still more than one, though, isn't it? Which is what we're discussing.
So again, option one is to kill Jonah Magnus and release the fears. Save the world, but doom other realities to the fears.
We don't know they'll be doomed.
Spread the fears to other realities. Option two is John takes over from Magnus. Keeps the powers contained here with us and tries his best to make the place a little more tolerable until the end.
And we lose him.
Martin.
No, John, I'm sorry, but if one world still matters in an infinite spread of dimensions, then one person does too.
I think the issue is he matters a bit too much.
The point is you don't have a responsibility to sacrifice yourself just to make everyone else's lives a bit easier.
I've already made them a hell of a lot harder. Mm.
Then we should all sacrifice ourselves, because everyone in this room has some responsibility for it.
Hey, Georgie didn't do anything.
No, Melanie, I didn't. And maybe I should have. I kept out of it even when I got a pretty good idea of what was going on towards the end. But I should have known better. Hiding never helps.
It keeps you alive.
For a while. But we couldn't actually do anything, could we? Couldn't save anyone.
Okay, fine. Blame for everyone. But the hard fact is, John's the only one who can take over the Panopticon.
Would you stop just putting everything on him?
Which brings us to our third option.
Which is?
Do nothing. We adapt to the new world and just wait for it to finally end.
Leaving everyone to just suffer until the powers burn out.
You said yourself that even if you did take over, you couldn't stop the suffering. If we keep it all trapped